Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. And welcome to episode 51 of the English with Kirsty podcast. And today we're going to talk about something that came up in the Facebook group. Because in the Facebook group we have different days for different things. So Monday, my links and recommendations. Tuesday, time for grammar. Wednesday, words and their meanings. Thursday, things you want to know. And Friday, fun with words. So this came up on a Tuesday. Because it's Tuesday, time for grammar. And we were talking about the two verbs to be and to go. And how sometimes the past tense forms of these verbs can cause a bit of confusion. It's usually have been and have gone that cause the confusion. So I just wanted to have a look at these two verbs and what happens to them when we're looking at past tense forms of them. And by the way, if you want to join the Facebook group, you can. So you can discuss what we talk about in the podcast and other things related to learning English. If you go to the show notes page, www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode51, you'll find in the bottom section where it says I love to hear from my listeners, there's a link for the Facebook group there as well. Okay, so let's look at these two verbs. So in the simple past, it's quite straightforward. So for to be, you use was or were, and for to go, you use went. So let's look at was and were. A topical example, when I woke up on Friday, I was very disappointed that the UK had decided to leave the EU. So that I was disappointed. I still am disappointed, but on Friday I was disappointed. And that was an interesting book. You finish reading it. Yeah, that was interesting. That was an interesting discussion. You finished the discussion and it was interesting. They were happy to see us. So instead of was, it's were, because they were happy. And then if we look at to go in the simple past, it's went. So whoever went somewhere, it's always going to be went. There's no difference. So last night I went to visit a friend. We went to Sweden last year. And also if you've got a verb, a two-part verb that uses go, then you'll use went here. So if you go shopping, I went shopping. Go horse riding, I went horse riding. I went for a walk. You just need to be careful here because in some languages you would say something like I was at the cinema last night. But in English, if I said where were you last night, you can say I was at the cinema, that's fine. But if I say what did you do last night, then it's more common to say I went to the cinema. Even though the actual act of going to the cinema is not the interesting part is being at the cinema and watching the film, you still say, I went to the cinema, or I went to see my friends, or I went to London, rather than just, I was in London last night. So that's just something to be careful of when some languages use, just say where you were, we would often say where we went. Okay, let's have a look at been now. So has and have been is a more complicated because you use them when you're talking about a past tense of the form to the verb to be, but also a past tense of the verb to go. And this is where it confuses some people. So if you're looking at to be, often with to be, it's when you started an action in the past and you're still doing it. So I have been waiting for you for over half an hour. I started waiting half an hour ago, and I'm still waiting, so I have been waiting for half an hour. It's present perfect or present perfect continuous sentences. They have been learning English for 3 years. Or she has been learning English for 3 years. It's have or has been, and then the verb. And this been is also used in some passive sentences, so I have been asked to set up a meeting with you, or I have been told that you can help me. So we use it in passive sentences too. And we also use it as a past form of to go. So I have never been to Scotland, but I would like to go there one day. We can't say I never went because it's still possible to go to Scotland. You can say I never went to Scotland when I was a child, because I'm not a child anymore, I'm an adult, so that's okay, that's in the past and we can't change it. But because I could still go to Scotland, we say, I have never been to Scotland. Or in questions, have you ever been to London? Something like that. You use, have you been to London, rather than, did you go to London? If you're talking about a general thing, you can say, did you go to London last year? That's fine. But if you're talking about a more general thing, have you ever been to London? And you could say something like, we've been to that restaurant before, the food's really good. So I'm not saying when I went there, so it's not I went, it's I've been there, I like it there, the food's really tasty. And you could say, I've already been to the supermarket, so you don't need to go. So this, if I say I've been to the supermarket, it means I went there and then I came back. I've already been there. If somebody has gone to the supermarket and they're still there, you can say, he'll be back later, he's gone to the supermarket. So that implies that he's gone there, but he hasn't yet returned with the food. If somebody's come back, then they've been to the supermarket because they went there and they returned. Okay, so the last one is gone. So we could say, that somebody's gone to the supermarket. That means that they haven't come back. They left and they haven't returned. So Jane is not in the office this week because she has gone on a business trip. She hasn't come back from the business trip yet, so she's gone on a business trip. Mark has gone to pick the visitors up from reception. So he left the office, he's gone to reception, and he hasn't yet returned with the visitors. He's gone to get them. If somebody says, shall I go and get the visitors? We can say, no, Mark's already been to get them. So he's been there because he went to reception, he came back, so he's been to get them. If he hasn't come back, he's gone to get them. And also you can use as a past tense of to go. So a verb with to go, you use gone. So I have, I'm the only one left in the office because all of my colleagues have gone home. They haven't returned anywhere. They have gone home. I'm not saying specifically when they went home. So it's, they're not here. They have gone home. So I hope that helps. That the way I try to explain to people is if the person has come back, then they've been. If they haven't come back, then they've gone. So if you try and bear that in mind, it should make it easier. And if you want to have a look at the examples, I'll write them out and put them on the show notes page as well. So the show notes page is www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode51. And if anyone is listening to this before the 30th of June 2016, then don't forget that the free training, I Find It Difficult to Understand My English Speaking Colleagues, is on in the Facebook group. So it's 6 o'clock in the evening English time, 7 o'clock German, Austrian, Swiss, Central European time. If you can't make it at that time, then it will be available in the group, but you have to be a member of the group to see the materials in the group, so you need to be a member in order to see the replay. So I hope that was helpful. Have a good week and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.